Yeah, we played good on offense, and defense did an excellent job getting us the ball back. Special teams did a nice job. Just a total team win, I think. We've talked a lot about winning all your home games and taking care of business at home in front of the crowd, and we did a nice job of that this year, of starting fast, getting the crowd into it, making them a little more one-dimensional. I know they wanted to run Michael Bush early. We did a nice job kind of slowing them down a little bit, and forcing turnovers like we did tonight, then cashing them in is kind of the way we've been playing.
Aaron, what was your reaction last night on the Ryan Braun news?
I'm not going to really comment on that.
Aaron, you've talked so much about an offensive rhythm with this team. Knowing you were taking on a squad that was the most penalized in the NFL, not that you want them to dictate your offense, but were you guys conscious of that, and how did you go about making sure that wasn't an
Well, we wanted to use our cadence to draw them off sides a little bit and try and get some use some free plays or some free 5 yards, and we had a nice job at that. Touchdown to Jordy was in our no huddle, where we kind of did a good job with the tempo. So I like the tempo. We just did some things we wanted to do. We wanted to get up, call some stuff in the line of scrimmage, kind of give them different looks, try and tire them out a little bit there, and we did a nice job in the first half. Feeling good. I'm sure tomorrow I'll be a little sore, and Tuesday as well, but nothing that I'm worried about.
What was Mike McCarthy's message to the team after the game?
Well, he was referencing the story that he talked about last night, which was kind of funny. I guess he had to be there, but I don't think there was a big message. He kind of doesn't say a whole lot when the cameras are on him, so I'm sure we'll just get refocused. We got a chance to wrap up the number one seed in the playoffs next week, so that's going to be our focus.
Does 16-0 matter to you?
We'll start with 14-0.
Aaron, you've had 19 guys now score roughly 40% of the roster. Can you just talk about how remarkable that number is? And how much pride you take in
there? Yeah, that's a lot of guys. It's fun to get RT, Ryan Taylor, in the end zone tonight. I think he's a guy who deserves more opportunities. He's done an incredible job on the look teams in practice. Doesn't have a whole lot of opportunities, with our first team offense. But he's done a great job contributing on special teams, and it's about time he got some reps in there on offense. Fun to see him score. Eric Walden, very opportunistic there with that fumble recovery. We got a lot of talented guys who can make plays with the ball in their hands, and it's been fun to see so many guys score.
Has the no huddle become the identity of the offense, Aaron?
No, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say that, but just something we can use from time to time.
Aaron, how worried are you about Greg?
I didn't look very good, so we'll see what the MRI says tomorrow, and hopefully, we got a bye wrapped up, so he really has, close to 5 weeks before our next game, so our playoff game. So hopefully we can get him ready for that.
Off of Rob's question, I think 13 of those have been offensive players. So when you're looking for an identity, is this an equal opportunity offense? If you're on the field, you can find Anthony?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. My style has always been to throw it to the open guy, and regardless if that's Tom Crabtree or Ryan Taylor or Jordy Nelson. So we got a lot of guys who we put plays in for and give an opportunity to be the number one guy in the progression, and it changes every week. So it's fun to see that many guys get in the end zone on offense, and fun to see those defensive guys get in as well.
Aaron, you've been a pretty big supporter of Ryan Grant. What did you think of what you got from him tonight?
That's great. It was great. I wish we could have got him a few more carries. I think, with Brandon Sane going down, we're a little bit worried because Starks has been out, but the touchdown run on the first drive was vintage Ryan Grant there. It was fun to see him get out in the open field and show he's still got that speed. And I think he ran the ball well tonight. John Kuhn as well averaged over 4.5 yards. So it's good to get those guys going, have 100 yards plus rushing, and not to be the leading rusher.
You got a pretty good memory with numbers and stuff, Aaron. You know what New England scored in 07?
No.
Got a chance. I mean, they were 589. You go about 40 a game. You're on out. You can catch them. Think about that.
No, not really.
Numbers?
what's it feel like to be 13-0? That doesn't happen very often. The last time I think was Denver, or aside from New England, was Denver back in 98.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it's fun to win games like this. Tough to win in the league, so I think we got to be feeling good about the effort we put in each week. I feel like this was a more complete game for us. Defense playing the way they played with five turnovers. And then the special teams doing a nice job switching the field position, offensively scoring enough points to win. So this is the kind of game you want to play going into the playoffs.
When did Mike first approach you about coming out of the ball game?
He didn't. He didn't approach me. Just Tom told me there. I figured once we had that defensive touchdown up by 37, that was probably it.
You get hit from the blind side today. You lose Jennings. You're already playing without two of your starting offensive linemen.
If it turns out you have nothing to play for in the last two games in terms of seeding, doesn't a game like this doesn't it worry you at some level that kind of stuff happens and there's some risk there?
Well, there's risk every time you take the field. Jay, you know that. We're going to keep playing the way we're playing, and we have that next man up mentality. The guy who steps in needs to play well. So some of those guys are getting more playing time than usual, need to make sure they're prepared to play and play well.
What's your take on the tuck rule? Do you have a feel for where your arm is and when the ball gets out?
I felt like my arm was going forward, but, it was just frustrating play.
Easy to say, but the ideal would be to do what you did today, right? Get a big lead and get most of the guys off the field as quickly as you can?
Yes.